Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Robin Yount. Batting second. The center fielder, Deion James. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Doug Loman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Clark. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Willie Lozado. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Tom Candiotti. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Scott Earl. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting third. The center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Nelson Simmons. Batting seventh. The DH, Mike Laga. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Doug Baker. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dwight Lowery. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats James for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Scott Earl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earl hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman hits a pop-up towards short. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga hits a pop-up towards short. Lozado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Johnson scores. Simmons moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Brewers, 1, Tigers, 1. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowry for the out. Simmons scores. Baker moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Scott Earl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earl is 0-1 in the game. Earl hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of James, who is chasing the ball. Earl reaches third base with a triple. Baker scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lozado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Lozado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozado strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-1 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up towards short. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 0-1 in the game. Laga hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman is 0-1 in the game. Loman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Lohman moves to second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Earl fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Earl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earl is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Earl hits a fly ball into left field. Lohman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowry moves to second. Jack Lazarco now pitching. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Lozado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozado is 0 for 1 in the game. Lozado hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Romero moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Romero scores. Lozado moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lozado moves to third. Yount moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to home to get Lozado. Yount moves to third. James moves to second. Two outs. Doug Lohman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lohman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lohman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson strikes out. One out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Laga takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baker strikes out. two outs. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lowry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sundberg bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. Howell moves to second. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Earl settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Lozado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lozado hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Earl settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Scott Earl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earl is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Earl hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lazarco fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bergman strikes out. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Scherer now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Loman hits a fly ball into right field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb strikes out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lozado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Rezema now pitching. Rupert Jones now playing left field. Chet Lemon now playing center field. Rusty Koontz now playing right field. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Earl settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Howell strikes out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Searage now pitching. Barbaro Garby pinch hits for Mike Laga. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lozado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Sundberg and he is safe. Baker steals second. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lowry strikes out. Two outs. Scott Earl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earl is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Earl hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Lozado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozado is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lozado hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lozado moves to second. Mark Brailhard pinch hits for Deion James. Mark Brailhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brailhard hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Earl settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-4 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Earl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.